I get to talk to Alex Now Center. How are you, Alex?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, great. It's been months since we last went and shot the breeze.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know PT's spoken to you about it already, but I just want to say congratulations on getting married.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. As long as you had a great day, did you at least have something delicious to eat afterwards?
We actually, when we got married, we as soon as we were pronounced husband and wife, we actually went to an ice cream store. And we went and got our favourite ice cream. So that was our way of celebrating.
So what's ice cream like overseas in America compared to Australia?
Well, I mean, look, they've got a lot of different flavours, but the ones that we stuck with were the traditional. Like, we got a chocolate mint and a butterscotch. So it was pretty basic, but, you know, it was still lovely.
No, delicious, delicious chocolate mint. Oh, my God, that's one of the ones that I go for all the time.
Well, they do actually have a cereal milk flavoured ice cream.
Okay, that's very interesting.
So the taste of the bottom of your cereal bowl with the fragments of the cereal with your milk has mixed, that is actually a flavour in ice cream.
Well, that's very interesting. Anyway, congratulations once again. Now let's talk about some of your topics. Why is it if you are picking a Zoom meeting time, it makes you feel like you're on a power trip?
So we look at the digital tools that everybody is using when they're actually creating a meeting opportunity. So whether you're saying to somebody, here is my Calendly link, or, you know, go and look at my calendar, a lot of times people say, are you free at this time? And you say, nope. What about this time? And they say, nope. And then all of a sudden they say, I'll get back to you. And it kind of is this power trip that people do over a Zoom call, because it is essentially saying, my time is valuable and you can fit in with me. And so what's interesting about this is it didn't really come up before COVID, but now people are getting more and more frustrated with trying to fit into somebody else's calendar. And it's almost like people are making it even more complicated to try to book a Zoom call with someone during this period. So it's just about, I guess, what they call Zoom etiquette. And experts are saying to maybe phrase the way you talk about your schedule a little bit differently, especially with clients or colleagues, because it can be seen as, this is my time, you fit in with me. If you can't, then we won't have a call.
Yeah, well, I go on power trips all the time with Google Chats because I just turn my camera off.
Yeah, I'm always just like, I'll turn my camera on. If you want to talk to me, you don't want to see what I look like right now.
That's it.
For your benefit.
I mean, I might be at work, but I just can't stand that camera. I don't want it on my,
well,
I just can't
actually,
do it.
It's interesting you say that, because the camera element of a Zoom call is what can be most straining. So there's actually a little bit of research around how people who have been using Zoom calls on camera feel more drained at the end of the day, because they're constantly trying to make sure that they look good, they're sitting in the right place, the lighting is right. It's a lot for someone.
I think I want that cat app. That, what was it, the Canadian politician that
Yeah.
I'm not really a cat.
Yeah, that's good. I think that every meeting should be a different avatar.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, let's move on. Potato milk. Seriously?
So we often drink potato liquid in the form of vodka. And a lot of people don't think about that.
No.
But this is a new product, and it's actually becoming quite popular in Sweden, where it's barista milk made out of potatoes. The idea behind it is that it is a more environmentally friendly version of creating milk. So, for example, it's much easier to create in terms of an almond milk. It's easier, and it actually has less impact on the environment. It's 75% lower carbon impact than dairy. But people who have tried it have said that it's disgusting. And one person said it tasted like they were putting stew in their coffee. So I don't think I will be having a potato milk cappuccino anytime soon.
It might turn up in New York one day and you'll just walk into that, you know, cafe and go, yeah, okay, I'll give it a go.
It's the ultimate in hipster coffee, I think.
Yeah, and I'm certainly not a hipster. Now, the other thing, you can do a course in Taylor Swift.
Yep, so actually in New York's university, the Clive Davis Institute of Recorded Music is offering a course that's all about Taylor Swift. So the idea behind the course is that you can look into the understanding behind the legacy of pop and country music combining, which influences Taylor Swift's music, and also the response from the public towards her music. The idea behind the course is also it's a greater sophistication in artistic appreciation, critical thinking, research and writing skills. Now, I don't know what you're going to do with a degree in Taylor Swift, from a career perspective, but I guess it would be interesting for those who love music and love lyrics and understanding the nuance behind that.
I thought the course would have been about dating popular guys, breaking up with them and writing a song.
Well, or it could be about how to navigate having your key moments of winning a trophy hijacked by a rapper. So, just, yeah, it could be either.
Of all time. Oh, my God. Kanye West, what a dish. Anyway, Alex, people can jump onto thebigsmoke.com.au and see what you're up to.
Yes.
Well, you have fun over there. I'm totally jealous. I wish I was over there too in, you know, America.
Yeah, you'll have to come and visit me.
I will now that I know you're there. Thanks, Alex.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye.